Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, need a glow. Time and time again, I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy that you love me. Oh, yeah. Life is lovely when you're near me. Tell me you will stay, make me smile.
Living life. Is with us. He's Executive Vice President with USI Insurance Services. Mike, tell us how we can find you at USI.
USI.biz is our website, and also I'm a regular blogger myself at usturpin.wordpress.com, right, where I opine regularly on many of the same things that you do, Jim, and it's a very cathartic process to have a forum now to do that. In the old days, you'd be shuffling around in a marketplace clutching a bag of string, and people would consider you insane.
Exactly. USA, what does USI do?
USI is an insurance brokerage and risk management employee benefits firm that provides brokerage and insurance advice to midsize and small business. So we really are looking out for the organizations from as few as 25 employees all the way up to 2,000 employees and higher, who really have the need to kind of, hire a surrogate risk or benefits manager to help them navigate through an increasingly complex, series of challenges that they face in trying to provide coverage and business insurance solutions for their clients.
What is in this bill coming up? What is small business looking at from the standpoint of health insurance coming as this thing unfolds?
Well, I think the sale to small business from the administration was that initially a lot of the insurance underwriting practices that historically had created heartburn or problems for them would be slowly eliminated. So whether it was eliminating the lifetime maximums on policy, so someone it might blow through $1 million lifetime maximum in a policy because they have a hemophiliac child or something like that, or a small business owner would lose insurance or because of a pre-existing condition.
Right.
Or so there's going to be a creation of health exchanges in every state that will allow small business owners and individuals to plug in and buy with.
But those same groups within each state are still going to be subject to the state mandates for health insurance, like they have in New York and California and places like that.
They are. And
so that's not going to help them, is it?
What it's going to do is it's going to increase access, but it's not going to solve the affordability crisis. So in other words, you can go out and now be guaranteed that you can buy an automobile, but that automobile may be as expensive as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small businesses with 25 or fewer employees that have annual payroll kind of average of less than $50,000 would be eligible for tax credits up to 35%.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the legislation does support small business, but it's really intended to try to take businesses that have already made the decision to drop insurance or don't have it now to basically take advantage of these subsidies to offer it to employees.
But if you don't offer health insurance for your employees, at what is it 50 employees or more that we
50 employees?
Find?
50 employees, exactly,
right.
And you'll begin to start to pay a penalty for not providing coverage to the individuals. And so, if you have 50 or more employees and you don't provide it, you're going to face a $2,000 per full-time equivalent employee penalty. Although you have the first 30 employees excluded, but it's now down to 30 hours per week that defines full-time equivalent.
So is that $2,000? That's a fine to the company whether the employee gets insurance or not?
It should one of the employees receive government assistance. So let's say you have 50 employees and one of them fits into the definition of what is a person who is eligible for government assistance, which could be anybody who...
That's a complicated calculus too, isn't it?
It is. And it's one that for small business owners who already are suffocating a bit under the increased
regulatory
oversight, this is going to cause them to become quite intimate with their accountants or their insurance broker.
Yeah, that's all we need is more of that, Mike. So on balance, we've got about a minute and a half left. On balance, Is this bill going to be, if you had to look across the from a macro standpoint, is this bill going to be good or bad for small business?
I think this bill is the first stage of a decade of companion legislation, debate, and revision about a reform. And I think for small business owners in the near term, it's actually going to lead to increased cost. Their access to insurance will improve, but the cost of that insurance will increase.
So right now, small business owners, every small business owner has difficulty, especially the very small, have difficulty getting access to the kind of policies that they want. But you're saying this bill is going to increase that, but they're not going to like the price when they get there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to find that it's that when the government was faced with the issue of tackling access or affordability, access was the more politically expedient way to go.
But Mike, we've always had there's never been anybody who couldn't get health care, but we didn't like the price. I mean, in America, you can buy anything. There's nobody's been prevented from buying insurance.
Well, I think the issue really is that a lot of the noise and things that most people found politically unacceptable happened around individuals and small business, where businesses couldn't find insurance, or individuals were out there. And someone, 50% of bankruptcies in America were due to individuals with a medical debt.
But this is not going to fix that.
It won't fix it. It'll merely provide access. But at some point, we're going to have a very sobering conversation as a nation around the cost of services.
This did not address the systemic problems. It didn't even deal with the symptoms, let alone the disease. It's just became a political process, actually. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. USI.biz, right?
Yes.
Thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Would love to.
Enjoyed having you. Mike Turpin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.